And we'll get out to Transmission Gully now. I think Corin's on the telephone line. Good morning, Corin.
Good morning, Nige. And I'm actually out in, well, a massive work zone. And with me is Nick Myers. Kay, how are you, Nick?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Now, you are the structures manager for this incredible bridge at Cannons Creek, is that right?
The senior project engineer.
Okay. Yeah. So, this is what, Bridge 20?
Bridge 20, yeah.
So, and this is the beast.
This is the flagship of the Transmission Gully, yeah.
And very good reason. Now, coming up, I'll put some photographs up on Beach FM's Facebook page, and you can actually see these incredibly tall structures. They're massive. Now, these two big piles that you've put in, the one to the, what, the north is, yep, is the real big beastie, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's Pier 1. That column's 36 metres tall. The foundation is 24 metres tall. So, as I explained earlier, you can only see the top 10 metres of a 24-metre deep foundation. There's about 4,500 cubic concrete just in that foundation alone.
4,500 cubes of concrete. That is just incomprehensible. And then Pier 2?
Yeah, so Pier 2 is a lot different in size. It's half the size in volume, so not quite 2,000 cube, possibly 1,800. Yeah, performs a lot differently to Pier 1, hence the geometric shape of it.
So the big steel structures that are above our heads, just next to Pier 2, what are they going to be doing?
So that's the launch nose. So that's basically, excuse me, that's the guide that allows the superstructure to come out across the pier head.
So when is that going to be being put into action?
Hopefully end of April should be the next launch. So what you can see there is the first launch. There's three more launches to carry out. So hopefully April's the next one.
All righty. So that'll be launch number two.
Launch number two, correct.
Okay, so a little bit later, after we've finished on air, we'll go and have a look at where launch number one happened?
For sure, yeah.
Fantastic stuff. So this bridge is due to be finished when, do you think?
End of this year, early next year, somewhere around that December, January sort of mark.
And as the lead structural engineer, how hard has this been?
Oh, it's been a nightmare and a challenge, and it's been a lot of fun, but a lot of hard work. Absolutely, a lot of hard work, and it's something that no one's really been involved with before or done before. So it's sort of starting from scratch and just trying to figure it out step by step.
And has the engineering that's gone into it worked out, or have you had to do a few changes?
Oh, I think even the designers, they've learnt along the way. They've had a lot of assumptions on how they think it's going to be built. We provide a lot of constructability advice on how we think it could be built. We work quite closely with the designers to just get it done. So, yeah, they've learned a lot along the way, I would say.
It is an unbelievably impressive piece of work, this, and I'll put some photographs up, as I say, on Facebook. So if you could only see what I'm looking at today, you would just be utterly, utterly gobsmacked. It is just such an incredible bridge, and what a fantastic piece of structure. So looking forward to driving on it, and I guess you will be too, won't you?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to getting it done, getting out of here.
Fair enough. And any thoughts on where to next, Nick?
There's a few more bridges on TG to finish up. So I'll be quite looking forward to just a lower, detailed, easy-build bridge.
Yeah. Fair enough, too. All right, well, we'll put some pictures up, and it really is an amazing place to be. And I'm out at Cannons Creek under bridge number 20. It's just one heck of a thing to be. In fact, there's not many people who are not involved in this project that will actually have been able to stand where I'm standing right now, so that's pretty cool. Out and about for the very best little radio station around, I'm Crispy for Beach FM 106.3.